One, we need to plan very carefully. Before proposing any changes in our organization, we must have a clear plan that covers when, how, and why the changes are taking place. We'll need to document the tasks needed to get to where we want to be, and then craft an implementation timeline. Number two, continuing to be as transparent as possible. We must be as transparent as possible with the entire community, even if we can't give them, in some instances, all of the details. Being upfront about the pieces we can and will share goes a long way towards helping everyone feel more comfortable and achieving buy-in. Three, this one should be obvious, but tell the truth. Yeah. This should be an easy rule to follow, as the changes in question are positive. However, presenting things in an overly optimistic way and promising unrealistic outcomes will create suspicions. While it's important to present an optimistic front to the community, we must do so in a way that acknowledges there will be challenges. Four, clear communications. Keeping line of communications open between all of us is vital. Taking time to explain why changes are happening and what they will look like when put in practice. And five, create a clear roadmap. We must all understand where the organization is now, where it's been, and where we want it to go. How do these changes play into the organization history and how they're going to shape its future? Laying this out clearly demonstrates the thought and strategies behind any change. Six, don't expect to implement change overnight. A strategic rollout is almost always the best option rather than a hasty shift in direction. Not only will we give everyone involved a chance to adjust to any changes, we'll be able to answer questions and address issues that arise along the way.
Good God.
Seven, once the change process is in motion, it's important to maintain oversight over implementation to ensure that things go smoothly and that we will ultimately be successful. We need to watch potential problems and address any issues in a timely manner. To that end, each of us has to demonstrate strong leadership. I pledge to you, and I pledge that your officers will do everything possible to weather the challenges of change with confidence and clear-sightedness, no matter how difficult they may. And nine, change will happen anyway. It's undeniable change is integral to personal and organizational development. And one cannot exist without the other. You may have yourself down as someone who doesn't like change. I've been there at times. But it's important to always remember that change is inevitable. Most change will not stop and ask your permission first.
Oh my God.
Changes happen with or without your consent. However, there are still some changes you can take control of. And the HD's future is one of them. So embrace the change and the course of change and make it your own along the way. To that end, I had a conversation yesterday with a board member, and looking forward to change, I wanted to give plenty of time to think through what the board will look like as we go through an annual meeting next November. I had a good conversation with Martha Lane yesterday and asked Martha to chair the nominating committee and take on that task over the coming months as we look forward to an annual meeting. Martha agreed enthusiastically. I asked Martha because a phrase that uttered to us early in the pandemic by a woman in the community said, "I can't deal with you. You're just a bunch of old white men." She was wrong.
Ah!
The thought stung me hard. So I wanted a prominent businesswoman to put the right face on the organization, and by that means encouraging other capable women who want to participate in our organization to come on board. Martha, thanks from all of us for taking on this task. Thank you very much. With that, we'll move on to the normal structure of the meeting. Our secretary, Paul Barrett, has attached minutes, so I'll turn it over to Paul for minute review and approval. Your microphone is off, Paul.
Hey, there you are. Hey, I make a motion to approve the minutes of the last meeting.
Okay.
Do I have it?
Motion made by Mr. Barrett, seconded by Ms. Jones. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed? The motion carries.
Just to be clear, that's for both of the meetings. It will be the July meeting and the special September.
And the special meeting.
Thank you. Finance, Mr. Foreman. Since our last get together, our bank balance looks a bit better. So will you bring us up to date, Phil?
Phil muted as well.
By the way. Phil, your microphone is off.
Thanks very much, Chairman. I'm going to ask Brenda to go through our statement. For all of you who think I do nothing, Brenda and I are working on the annual budget.
That is true. And that will come forth probably at the October meeting. So yes, we've been working on the budget based on, you know, our spending from the last year and the previous year, what we actually did. Our incoming this year, again, you know, with the sale of CAS, et cetera. So it's going to look a little bit different than years prior. So yeah, we're working on that. I'll get that to you prior to the next meeting. But otherwise, you will see, I've shared my screen with our statement of financial position, that Hudson donation fund, those funds right there at $12,622, those are the funds we have received as donations for the Hudson Police Department Memorial Park to date. I spoke with the chief earlier, actually yesterday, and we're planning on maybe doing another push. We're working with Walter Chatham as far as the design and possibly applying for a grant from Hudson River Bank and Trust. So I'll keep you updated on that. Thus far for our new fiscal sponsorship of for Arbor Day and CAC, so far I haven't received the funds in check form yet, but they have raised $1,700 so far. So that's good. They're off to a good start. As you can see, the sale from Mount Marino, those funds have landed in our bank. So our operating funds to date right now are around 106. So we're looking much better than we did than a year ago, for sure. No extraneous costs to report for the last month. However, we're almost at our max in Dropbox. So I'm going to upgrade our Dropbox, which will be a nominal fee of like $8 a month for us to continue to share documents and keep stuff organized. That's it.
Thank you. The chair seeks a motion to approve the monthly finance report.
I make a motion.
Mr. Barrett, motion. Mr. Haddad, seconds. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. Old business. Disposition of Montgomery Street. Paul, can you bring us up to date, please? We signed these documents. We signed the rider document at our special meeting. Can you bring us up to date from there, please?
The board approved the contract and the rider to be signed, and we did that on a meeting on September 9th. And the contract is in the hands right now of the buyer. We're awaiting the buyer's signature. From what I understand, the and although this is an as is where is sale, it's the buyer's investors wanted to see some additional paperwork. I don't know how much of this we can really discuss, or maybe we should go into executive session, or
we should.
If there's going to be specific discussion about the status of the agreements, they should be in an executive session.
I'd make that motion to go into executive session.
Second.
Did I hear a motion to move into executive session?
I did. I made that motion.
Yeah. Is it second? Yeah. All those in favor of going into executive session to discuss the status of this contract? Any opposed? Brenda, will you do us a favor and move members of the public into a private room, please?
Correct. Please hold on a minute. Let me double check. Okay.
Thank you.
As I started to say, the buyer has the contract and the
rider. The recording has stopped.
And the rider is